Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This week, Pardes is bringing Tu Bishvat to you. Let's dive in.
This is Rabbi Daniel Silverstein coming to you from Beit Zion near Jerusalem. And in this podcast, the third in our series on Tu Bishvat, we're going to continue exploring Tu Bishvat through the lens of Bnei Yisachar, particularly looking this time at the position of Tu Bishvat in the year, especially in relation to the new year of the first of Nisan. We mentioned in the previous episode that in the very first Mishnah of the tractate called Rosh Hashanah, the new year, it says there are four new years, and that is the well-known new year of the first of Tishrei, the new year we celebrate in the fall, and the new year for the animals, the first of Elul, 1 month before that, the new year for the trees, Tu Bishvat, which we're mostly focused on, and the new year of the first of Nisan, the day that the Mishkan, the portable temple, was inaugurated, and actually the first day of what our sages call Yomot HaChama, the days of the sun, meaning the half of the year that we would call spring and summer, as opposed to fall and winter. So the first of Nisan begins this whole new season. Of course, it leads beautifully into Pesach at the full moon of Nisan, with that birth and liberation of ourselves, our people, and the entire world around us. So the question we're going to be exploring in this episode is, if, as we've been learning, a person is like a tree, the Torah says, Ki ha'adam, Eitz HaSadeh, is a tree like a person, and our sages reinterpret that to mean a person is like a tree. And if that is the case, then what does it mean that our new year for trees is 6 weeks before the new year of the first of Nisan? And the key teaching from the Bnei Yisachar on this is actually found in his writings on Tammuz and Av, for reasons that will become clear, the months of Tammuz and Av, in chapter 4, sections 2 to 3. So that's the source from the Bnei Yisachar we're going to be seeing. But it's based on a discussion in the Talmud in the Tractate of Rosh Hashanah on pages 10b to 11a. It's an argument between Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the new year of Tishrei is when the world was actually created, and on the other hand, Rabbi Yehoshua, who says, no, the world was actually created in Nisan. And they both list a bunch of other important things that happened on the day that they say is the real new year, the first of Tishrei versus the first of Nisan, the patriarchs being born and the patriarchs dying. And crucially, one of the things they disagree about, if it will be on the first of Tishrei or the first of Nisan, is the future redemption of the Jewish people. So there's actually quite a lot of stake in this argument. Was the world created in spring and then will be eventually redeemed in spring? Is spring the ultimate expression of the love of the Creator for us and the ultimate potential of the world? The new lambs and baby kids being born and jumping around, and the new bunnies being born and jumping around, and the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, is that the ultimate expression of creation? Or is it Tishrei? Is it fall? Is it us blowing the shofar and watching the days grow shorter and the leaves fall from the trees and turn inwards and gather our harvest and collect ourselves and face the Creator in din, in judgment? It's a very, very different energy and a very, very different notion of what is the ultimate creation. Of course, it's also very interesting in terms of universalism and particularism, that Nisan is mostly seen by the rabbis as the Jewish New Year. This is really about the Exodus from Egypt, as opposed to Tishrei, which is more emphasized as being a universal new year of creation, as we'll see. So that's the argument. Is Tishrei or is Nisan, is autumn or is spring the real new year? And it is an exceedingly long Talmudic argument. And all the way on page 27a, we find the liturgy of Rosh Hashanah, the festival on the first and second of Tishrei, actually explicitly says, Ze hayom techilat ma'asecha, this day is the beginning of your God, your works, your deeds, Zichron liyom rishon, a commemoration of the first day. And so it comes out eventually that the rabbis accept, B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, the world was created in Tishrei. But of course, it's not that simple. After so much ink has been spilled, And remember that ink is only a pale reflection of the conversations which are being recorded in the Bet Midrash, in the study hall. And not surprisingly, the later commentators on the Talmud do not simply accept that the argument has been neatly won by one side and the other side is completely wrong. And in fact, we see an amazing attempt to reconcile the two opinions by the Tosafist, Rav Yaakov Ben Meir, known as Rabbeinu Tam, who is a leading commentator on the Talmud. And he says, we can apply here to this argument about whether the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan. He says, we can apply to that the principle also in the Talmud, Neruvin, that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, both these and those are the words of the living God. Meaning, they're both right, somehow, even though they seem to be in contradiction. And then he actually offers us a wonderful explanation of how they might both be right. He says, one might say that in Tishrei, the thought arose to create the world, but it was not actually created until Nisan. So it's anthropomorphizing the divine creator and saying God somehow has some kind of mind, some kind of ability to conceive, to think of things. And conceive is really the key word here in both senses. And so the world was conceived on Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei and then was actually created in Nisan. And actually this fits beautifully the liturgy we say on Rosh Hashanah, which is Hayom Harat Olam, which actually means today is the day of the conception of the world. So it works very well on that level. Now, I mentioned Rabbeinu Tam because he's the first person to record this opinion as far as we know. We also find it recorded in the teachings of the Arizal, Rabbi Isaac Luria, the great Kabbalist of Tzfat in the 1500s. He also says something very similar. So the B'nai Yisachar is going to base his teaching that we're going to look at in a second on that whole debate we talked about, where the world was created in the fall or in the spring, and on the reconciliation between them, that it was created in thought in the autumn and then in manifestation in the spring. And he's going to plug in one more Talmudic teaching into the mix and mix them together and come up with something very, very beautiful. And that teaching comes to us from the tractate Sota, where it says on page 2a that Rav Yehuda says that Rav says that 40 days before an embryo is formed, a divine voice, a bat kol, issues forth and says, the daughter of so-and-so is destined to marry so-and-so. Such and such a house is destined to be inhabited by so-and-so. Such and such a field is destined to be farmed by so-and-so. So the Talmud is telling us 40 days before actually even conception, there is some kind of heavenly voice proclaiming something important about the destiny of the person who is being conceived. That somehow, even before our parents come together to begin creating us, there's some kind of forethought going on in the heavenly realms that is already putting care and attention and love into us and the life that we're going to lead. And now the B'nai Yisachar does something amazing. He puts these teachings together and he says, 40 days before creation, something very special happens. First of all, he's looking at the creation that happens in the fall in Tishrei. So we celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the 1st and 2nd of Tishrei, and we say traditionally that humanity, Adam, the first person, was created on the 1st of Tishrei. But if that is the 6th day of creation, because that's the day when humanity was created according to the Torah, then that means if we actually want to know when creation started, we have to work backwards. So the rabbis say that the creation of the world itself began on the 25th of Elul. For Rosh Hashanah to be the anniversary of the creation of humanity, the 25th of Elul has to be the beginning of the actual creation of the whole world. So the 25th of Elul is the beginning of creation, and the B'nai Yisachar says, what if we take the teaching about 40 days before creation that we just saw in the Gemara in Sota about the divine voice proclaiming the destiny of what is going to happen to what is created? That happens 40 days before something. So what happens 40 days before the 25th of Elul? It's Tu B'Av, the 15th day of the month of Av, which is a love festival, which the Talmud says at the end of Tanit was one of the most joyous days in the entire year in the Jewish calendar. And it's a day when couples would pair up. It's a day when tribes who were previously not allowed to marry each other are allowed to marry, and so on. So a very joyful day of love and togetherness and unity of the people. And the B'nai Yisachar says very beautifully that this is the day that we arise in the thought of the Creator to join together. And actually he says to marry the Creator. That this is the day that the Creator realizes the Divine wants to unify with us once again for another year. To go around one more time with us. And so this is what happens 40 days before creation begins again. The Creator has this thought, okay, let's do it together again. And Rabbi Arthur Waskow calls this the day that the Holy One betroths him, her, itself to the entire world. That the Holy One says, okay, I want to be unified with you all and do this together with you all again. So that is what happens on Tu B'Av, 40 days before the creation of autumn begins. And now the B'nai Yisachar says, so it is with Tu B'Shvat, because Tu B'Shvat is 40 days before the creation of spring begins. It's 40 days before the 25th of Adar, which, going by the same principle we mentioned before, if the 1st of Nisan is, according to Rabbi Yeshua in the Talmud, the day that humanity was created, then we have to work backwards and find the 25th day of the previous month of Adar is the day that creation begins. And so Tu B'Shvat is this day, using this other teaching from the Gemara and Sota, he is mixing it all together, that the divine voice calls out 40 days before something is created and says, what is its destiny going to be? Who is it going to be partnered with? Where is it going to live? At this point of Tu B'Shvat, the divine is putting that intention into us. We're going to be created again on the 1st of Nisan. And now, as the B'nai Yisachar says, because a person is a tree of the field, quoting again from that verse in the Torah, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, we on the new year of trees ourselves have a chance for a profound inner renewal, to set our intention, as we mentioned in the first episode also, to try and see our thoughts more clearly and try and gain more control over our thoughts so that we can set our intentions clearly on what we want to happen in the coming year. Because this very powerful point in the year, even the Creator of the universe is thinking, what's going to be in this next time around, in this next chance we have, this next year coming, what is our life going to look like? And the B'nai Yisachar points out that this is specifically relating to the realm of action and deeds. Because as we learn, according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Arizal, the creation of Tishrei, of the fall of autumn, is actually a conception. It's actually just a thinking about it. It doesn't actually come to full manifestation yet. But on the 1st of Nisan, God willing, we will fully enter manifestation. We will fully be giving the world our gifts and being ourselves in the world to the greatest possible extent. And so now is the time to think about, to intend, to set our intentions towards what we want that to look like. Thank you for listening. And in the next episode, we're going to explore the tribe of the month, which is Asher, and its connection to food and conscious and mindful and spiritual eating, which is a major theme of our month in the spiritual tradition and in Kabbalah. And how central that is to Tu B'Shvat and to its central ritual, the Tu B'Shvat Seder.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty, and a big thanks to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in every day to stay on track with your learning, and visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about other ways to learn with Pardes.